Well, in case you just joined the broadcast, we built a house last week in Guatemala. Yeah. And it was really easy. Here, see how easy it was. Watch this. So, yeah, it only took us 24 seconds to build the house. It's not so easy. And I'm not just talking about the physical labor. Casas por Cristo, the organization we have we went to build with, there's a lot of work on their end. There were people in this room that helped to get us there. And if I start saying names, I'll just start going on. There are people in this room that helped get us there but didn't go. And many of you prayed. So many of you sacrificed to be able to give a family that didn't have a house before Thursday to have a house that they've slept in now for 3 nights. So why do we do it? Not just the 17 of us that went. Why did we do this? Why? Part of it is a family that didn't have a house now has a house to sleep in. It's a strong house, well built. But there are other reasons, and I don't know how much we shared before. I can't remember. But Casas por Cristo works with pastors, local pastors. It's a tool for evangelism and not just for the family that they may be building for. There's a local pastor involved with each build. We got to meet the pastor there. In this case, the family that is living in the house now, they go to church. They probably went to church today, but none of them have made professions of faith. And so the pastor has been using this as a way in to preach the gospel. And it's not just the family. It's a fairly small little neighborhood. And you'll hear and see that we had a lot of interest, especially among kids. So a neighborhood is being reached. Proverbs 19:17. And this is for all of us, not just those of us that went. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. And he will reward them for what they have done. And my hope is that, and another reason that I think everybody ought to go on a mission trip at least once, doesn't mean you have to go to missions full time. But it changes you. If you go on a mission trip, some of you have been on one and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Go to another culture, interact with other people. It will change you for the rest of your life, even if you never go on another one. And so my hope is that it doesn't just change the team, but it changes the church, that it permeates into the church. And so the prayers continue, and continue to pray for this. Philippians 2:13, the team heard this a couple times down there. It is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. And Derek hinted at this a little bit when he was doing the opening, that God, we talked about God having us in that place at that time, at the right place, you know, with the right family, and so on. God had a calling and a purpose for Bethel as a whole, not just 17 people that went. I got to tell you about the team, and then I'm going to get out of the way here in a minute, but we've done builds before, and I know you're supposed to say you're proud of your team, but listen, I'm so proud of this team. It was ridiculously hot for that area of Guatemala. It's not usually that hot. We got well into the 90s, mid-90s. And we lied to them. We said, it's going to be 75 degrees, maybe 80. They got another week of this hot down there. It's going to return to normal. But anyway, they didn't complain. They worked and worked and worked, and they got the house done. And they interacted with people, and they showed the love of Christ. And I don't know what God's going to do with all of that, but that's up to him. And so just one thing. We've got a video for you to give you, kind of take you down there for the last week. It's a lot longer video than I usually show here. It's going to be about 7.5 minutes, but it feels like it goes a lot faster. But I want you to get the taste of this, and I have to thank Derek Loganbill for doing this video. He did a good job on it, and I hope that it gives you a taste. I know it's hard unless you're there, but hopefully this will give you a taste of that. And then I'll come back and bring the team up here after that. So you got a sample. Again, thanks to Derek for doing that. And it really was a sample. but hopefully you got an idea. Now, Diana just informed me I said everything she was going to say. She asked me, did you write anything down? A few things. But she's going to repeat some things, right? Okay. But before I let her have the microphone, and she's going to smack me in the back of the head for this, I got to praise my wife. She organized this thing. I could take no credit for this. She worked very, very hard for months and months to make this happen. Other people worked very, very hard too, but she did a great job.
Before I start with what I've written, you go on a mission trip, you never know what's going to come out of it. So one thing that came out of this one, if any of you need home repair, Landa and Kendra and I have started a new business called Three Chicks and a Hammer. Please contact one of us. There may or may not be a tape measure available when we're doing that. You can ask the team about that later. This team has been raising funds. They started raising funds last fall by picking up sticks and rocks in a field, banging up a car, selling shirts, doing a grocery raffle, hosting a trivia night. Many individuals did other things to raise money. One even sold a horse to raise money to go on this trip. Not once did their faith waver, wondering if the money was going to come through. We told them from the very beginning, if God has called you to this trip, he will absolutely provide the funds. They took that to heart and put full trust in God. We had raised about 85% of what we needed, and then God sent a generous donation through an anonymous supporter, and we were able to cancel our last two fundraisers. It was exciting to watch God reward the faith of a team who had never doubted him once. This team sacrificed by taking a week of vacation, shutting down their business for a week, leaving children and spouses behind, driving children across the country to stay with family, and sacrificing lots of sleep. Our team wants to thank each of you who donated money or supported our fundraisers. We are very grateful for all that you did for us. A special note of thanks goes to Jackie Brewer, who was an amazing, huge, huge help. Thank you, Jackie. Such a huge help. Also want to thank our drivers, Dean Loganville and Stan Garber, who got us back and forth to the airport safely. We're very grateful for that. Mostly we want to thank those of you who have been faithful to cover us in prayer. Over the course of our week in Guatemala, I heard several comments in this realm. We can feel the prayers of our church. We're here physically, but really our whole church is present. We had devotions every morning and every night. At the end of our first day of work, which was a very hot and difficult day, someone made this comment that stuck out to me, and I encourage you to jot it down. United with one purpose, we were strong and we got the job done. And I think united is a good term to describe our week. This team did an amazing job of not only working together to build a house, but taking care of each other and cheering each other on. It was terribly hot. Even the Guatemalans thought it was hot. It was so stinking hot, like close to 100 where we were working. Breaks were needed often. No one complained when someone needed a break from the sun, but instead they encouraged them, take however much time you need. Don't rush back. Take whatever time you need. Get some water. It's okay. I am so proud of the way that each one worked to cheer on their teammates. So much grace and love was shared by this team to each other. Our goal was to minister to Sergio, Haley, and Valerie, but I absolutely loved watching this team, this united team, minister to each other. Our team is going to share their individual thoughts with you, but before they do that, I want to share some things God did for us as a team, not individually. We were keenly aware that many of you were praying for us, and the things I'm going to list are a result of your direct prayers. I know that, and they know that, and they echoed that so many times this week. So the first thing that happened was we got 17 pieces of luggage checked for free. We were going to have to pay for every piece. Got to the airport in St. Louis, and it's a longer story, but we got 17 pieces free because Derek was a Premier United member. We'll take it. That saved us nearly... There's a lot to it. I'm telling you the story. But that saved our team $600. And then on the return flight, it saved us about... They didn't all get checked, but like $300. That was a huge savings. Leaving St. Louis in a storm last Sunday morning, our flight was going to be late to Houston, and we were going to miss our connection in Houston to go to Guatemala. But the plane we'd be taking to Guatemala arrived late to Houston, and so we made the flight in plenty of time. We would have missed it otherwise. There were no serious injuries all week, a few minor scrapes and some hammered thumbs, nothing major. We made great progress despite the horrible, horrible heat. And lastly, it's rainy season in Guatemala, but we had no rain all week, maybe 10 drops one evening. No rain that week. And because of where our job site was at, we had to go down 10 or 15 minutes down a long, bumpy dirt road. If it had rained, that would have made it either impossible or near impossible to get to our job site. Like we wouldn't have been able to get down there. It was that bad. And so we were so grateful. We were grateful for no rain. The Guatemalans need rain, so pray that it starts. Okay, that's all that I want to share with you. Ricky and Shauna Evans were a part of this team, but they're on their way to Pennsylvania to pick up their boys, and so they wrote out what they wanted to share, and I'm going to read theirs, and then we're going to let the team members share what they have to say. Sorry. So this one first is from Ricky. He says, "The people of the village amazed me how they have very little but still provided us with Coke and snacks and then an amazing cake for our last day of celebration. I was so grateful. Seeing the way they live every day was fascinating. No anger in the streets at all, even though there was so much crazy traffic. It was so calm and peaceful. Seeing the market was amazing, how many food stalls they had. It felt really good building a house for a family in desperate need, just thinking, wow, they are sleeping safe and on new beds and sheets. Playing with the kids was great, and seeing them all surround us helped me better to imagine what it was like for Jesus when the kids and people would surround him. Even with all of them surrounding us, there was no pushing or shoving. They all waited patiently. The look on their faces when we passed out toys was priceless. Seeing the old church and ruins was great. I love older history, so that was awesome. Also loved hugging Grimace. It was in a McDonald's, a Grimace statue. This has been an amazing experience. I want to thank Jerry and Diana for arranging all of this. Also, Casas Por Cristo and Jackie. That's Jackie, the lady in the video that you saw with the dreadlocks, the blonde dreadlocks. That is, her name is Jackie Seaver, and she was our missionary in Guatemala. She works for Casas Por Cristo, and she was in charge of getting us around and making sure we built the house correctly all week. So Jackie's who he's talking about. And he says, me and Shauna will return another time for sure. And then Shauna wrote, I've been on mission trips before, but this was the first where I can truly say that I went in the fullness of the Lord, and that made it an entirely different experience. I loved watching Pastor Juan, and Pastor Juan is the pastor in that neighborhood that helped the family get their house. I loved watching Pastor Juan, who worked alongside of us 2 days during the week. While working, he continued to build relationships in the village with the family. We found out that each month, a group of about 27 pastors from the area around San Raimundo get together to fellowship, worship, and pray. They bring housing applications from their congregations or areas they are trying to reach, and they choose as a group who will receive the next home. Pastor Juan appears to be trying to reach a small village outside of San Raimundo, right between the two churches he serves. We were told at a recent pastor committee meeting, the pastors were given training on how to effectively share the gospel. Culturally, Guatemalan pastors are shy about boldly sharing the gospel. It was very apparent, especially on our last day, that Pastor Juan had taken the training to heart. He boldly shared the gospel with the family and, by extension, the entire community that had shown up for the house dedication. Please continue to pray with us that the gift of faith will be realized in the beautiful people we met and that the gospel will continue to spread and transform lives.
I'm Lamanda Loganville. Mark 16:17 says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And I'm going to try to get through this without crying. I decided to go on this trip because I felt God was calling me to serve the world rather than just our local church and community. The timing was perfect for me to go. I'll leave it at that. And this past week, I was able to do that. I was honored that God allowed me the opportunity to serve the sweet family of Sergio, Haley, and Valerie by helping to build them a home. And I feel blessed that God gave me this group to work with. They were amazing. I was often reminded that it was not the house itself that mattered the most. It was the love of God that we were showing to the family. That was shown through the relationships that were built at the same time as the house came together. Watching our youth group help them jump rope, blow bubbles, play in the rocks, take their pictures, and playing soccer with them. Those are the moments that I won't forget. I'll forget the heat and my terrible hammering those first couple days, but I won't forget seeing our youth interact with those kids. Church, be proud of our young men and women because there's so, so much to be proud of. I was also reminded of why we serve each other in our community. We serve each other and we serve others to be a living example of God's love, to point them towards the Father, not to just build them a temporary home, but to help them build and establish an eternal home. That's why we listen and we obey God's calling to love and to serve. And lastly, I was reminded that nothing in this life, not even a small house in Guatemala, can be put together or accomplished without allowing God to help us. We may fight for control over a situation. God, being a loving God, He may give you that control, but it'll never work out as well as when we give that control to God and allow His presence in our life to shine through instead.
Several things really impacted me on this trip, and it was really neat to see God work each and every day. People that got sick, a bunch of us got sick that first night. Everybody was miraculously fine the second day to go back and work again. And throughout the week, everybody was able to work, and God just worked mysteriously. But first, to see the joy in the youth that they brought with their interaction with the kids in that little community. The Guatemala kids would wait for them each and every day out there in front of the gate, and they'd ask them the next day, what time are they coming back? I'm like, the same time, and they would be there each day faithfully waiting for the kids. They played, and they taught them games. They played the girls taught them hand games, jacks, marbles. Jennifer and one little girl even had a whole village constructed just in the dirt. Seeing the double blessing as the kids sang happy birthday to Zeke, and they gave him hugs, was really neat to see. I was so humbled about how little they had. We just have so much, and we don't realize it until you go someplace like that and see how little they have. But they were still so happy, they were generous, and they were so sharing. Haley's sister-in-law, Norma, shared her porch with us each and every day, so we had shade. We basically just invaded her home, but she was so gracious about that. They brought us cold Cokes at the end of the day. I'm not sure where they got the cold stuff, because not any of the houses that we saw had refrigerators whatsoever. They shared their stories. I learned their labor and delivery stories, which are quite bizarre. I'm not going to go into that now, but if you're interested, talk to me later. It's just very, very interesting. And of course, the joy and happiness we saw on Haley and Sergio's faces when they received the houses. I'll never forget that. And then lastly, like Shauna had said, hearing Pastor Juan's prayer to the family was so convicting. He was so bold, and he shared the message of Christ to the community that was there. Through that prayer, he didn't mince words, and it just really reminded me that we too need to go out and be so bold in spreading God's word to those around us.
It was truly a privilege to go on this mission trip, and thank you to everybody who supported us with prayer and everything. We would not have been able to do this without God, so we give all the praise and thanks to Him. I really loved the community in Guatemala. They were so kind and giving. The kids brought mangoes to us. They brought cake on the last day, and they got one for us and one for the community so they could share with everybody. I really just loved how giving and kind and how loving they were to everybody, and it really impacted me. The kids, there were two kids that were just amazing. They came and helped us the whole time, and they were just really great kids. I love the kids so much. I really got really close to more people on this trip, and I love this trip so much, to see how everybody jumped in and was working really hard and just loved the family. I really saw how selfish we can be sometimes, how I take so much things for granted because they have so little, but they were playing with nails, and they're just having so much fun. And it really just showed me how I need to see those little things in life and appreciate those more. So thank you for everybody for that helping us.
I left my notebook down there, so I'll try. I wouldn't say there was necessarily a big life-changing moment. It's just a reminder of the God we serve. Like they said, the community, the people, they were so welcoming. They were so kind. We literally stayed in the one lady's porch. We ate. We take breaks. That was our shade, and she let us do that. There was no complaining on this trip. And to see the joy in the children's faces was amazing. There were twin boys. I think they were 11 or 12. They were helping me put the braces on the trusses, and the joy for me to let them do that was amazing. We got the ones in that we had, and I needed three more. I started looking for those three more, and the one walks up to me. He says something to me in Spanish, so I got Kendra, and I asked her what he was saying. He's like, he was wondering what I was looking for. He wanted to help me find that. He had just the way that everyone wanted to help. They wanted to help each other. The respect that they had, it was just, that touched me when the kids wanted to do everything, but he came and asked me what I was looking for, and he wanted to help me do that. That was amazing. And they're crawling up on the roof, the places that I couldn't get from a ladder to nail the braces in, and they just did all they could to help. And I got to see what a church should be, how we should help each other out in a church. Another really thing that stood out to me is they're so different, but the way they are the same. The people, they have the same basic needs, they do the same basic things, just in different ways. And they're just so like us. Like, you expect, go down there and expect it to be like totally different. The houses and the way they make food and do laundry, all that's different, but it's all the same. And God created all of us. He created it all, which is amazing in that he knows every single one. The hairs are on our head. He knew every one of those, and me and the group. And that was amazing to see that, and that we're all alike, and we should all treat each other like God made us. And I'm Krista's Isaac.
I'm Verna Zeisit, and Diana encouraged us to write down what we're going to say. Unfortunately, I wasn't feeling the best the past 2 days, and I didn't write it down, so I'm just going to try and share from my heart and just feel honored and privileged to have the opportunity to do this part of the Great Commission that God has called us to do, and to be able to do it with our youth, three of our children. We're on this trip with my husband and I. I think Chris already mentioned it, but my thoughts were along the same line, that with doesn't matter where you go in the world, there's things that are going to be different, way different. But there's things that are going to be the same, maybe played out in different ways, but our basic needs, desires, a lot of those are the same. And probably the thing that stood out to me the most was the simplicity combined with contentment. I'm sure some of those would desire for more, but you didn't hear them complaining, and they made the best of what they had. Now, as far as our group, like we already mentioned, there is a Jackie down there that was helping orchestrate the whole thing and having the building come together, and she's just want to brag on our youth. She said this was the first time that she did a build, and she's helped build many, many, maybe over 47. This was her 47th build she helped with. This was the first time that only the youth did all the electrical work. So, good job there. And my mind just went blank, so I'm going to let the next person speak.
I'm just so thankful that I was able to go, because I can't just say, like, there was just, like, one time where it was, like, boom, changed. But throughout the whole week, even though I was feeling awful some days, it was all being used, and God was showing me in different ways that He loves me more, and just seeing all those kids, too. It doesn't matter your language. Everyone's the same deep down inside anyway.
I'll start out with my name first. My name's Wilmer Zizet. And first of all, I want to thank everyone for their contributions, whether it was prayer, monetary, taking us to and from the airport, whatever it was, you all played a part in it. There was a lot of work went into this project before we ever got there. Where the house was located was up a fairly steep hill with just a narrow path to get there. We got there, the sand and the gravel and the cement was already there. And the way I understand it, the villagers were the ones that packed that up there on their backs and with buckets. And I don't know how many ton of sand and rock, I'm guessing a ton, ton and a half of each, was all carried up there in buckets. The dad, I can't pronounce it, Syracuse, took a week off of work to be there with us, which was tremendous because their pay is so little. But my mind went, it's a very picture of someone coming to Christ. He heard of CASAS before we got there. He knew that there was a pastor in the village that is involved with this. He went and searched him out and asked if it'd be possible for him to get a house. Well, it turned out the first family we were going to build for had a land dispute, so his prayer was answered. He was able to get this house. But the thing that really hit me the most was when the keys were handed into his hand and they were able to enter into that house. How is it for us? Are we seeking our salvation? Are we putting in effort, blood, sweat, tears, to spread the word of the gospel, that in the end we can hear, "Well done, you good and faithful servant," and be entered into our heavenly home? I'm proud of the group that went, each and every one of them, and especially our kids. This is something that will change your life, all of us. What are we striving for in this life? Somebody else may have to go ahead. I'll come back.
Well, there's lots. My name's Kelvin Miller, by the way, and there's lots been said already about the build and all, and yeah, we went there and built a house, and it was an amazing blessing to the family and the community at large there. And I want to thank each one who contributed financially and held us up in prayer, because we definitely saw it. There were several miracles that happened that was already been talked about. But what will stand out to me is just seeing the people, how content they are with so little. That's going to leave a lasting impression on me. But also our kids, our youth that went, the value of the relationships that they made with those little kids and the example that they were for those little kids, I can't fathom the value of that. And we were out there building the house, but I think the true value there was the people that were taking their breaks, that were spending time with the kids. That was it was amazing for me to see. It was humbling for me to see. And it was just an example to Christ for those kids. Thank you.
Sorry, but this trip meant a lot to me. Another thing that stood out to me, this wasn't so much on the house, but Guatemala communities as a whole, the peace, in a sense that with the traffic you have motorcycles, cars dipping in and out of each other, but the whole time we were there, even with the village, I don't think I've heard one complaint. Once in a while driving the road you hear a horn blow, But that was mostly just an intersection to let you know somebody's coming. There was no yelling. There was no road rage. Where I want to go with that is what Gary just spoke to me this week is there's things that we can, the trivial things in life, there's so much more to life than getting impatient and upset. What I had to lay down was, you know, I worked construction most of my life, and I was, of course, told this before we went, that to lay your carpenter hat aside and go with the flow, and I had to do that this week. There were things, you know, I would have built different, but it all, this family has a beautiful home, and it's just to lay ourselves aside and go with what Christ wants. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
As you all know now, we went to build a house, but it was so much more than a house. Evenings as we went around the circle and shared about our day, usually the things we talked about had nothing to do with the house itself. We mostly shared about how we connected with the children, or how well the team worked together, or how we stumbled through our Spanish to talk to the family. I know some of the team even got to share snippets of their testimonies. It was all about sharing the love and gospel of Jesus Christ. There are so many things I could share about, and there's so many memories from this trip that will always stay close to my heart. But one of the things that will stick with me the most is being able to hand Sergio, the father of the family, the keys to the door of their new home. The keys that went to a door that actually locked. And seeing them walk into the house, completed for the first time, and seeing Haley overwhelmed with emotion when seeing all the gifts we left them in the house. And I also just really love the culture. For example, at the market, they were all competition against each other, but they were there helping their neighbors sell their things. They really seemed to look out for each other. But we could all stand up here and we'd have endless things to share about. But there's nothing like seeing it and experiencing it in person.
Hola, mi nombre. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. I butchered all my Spanish and I practiced that what I did this morning. But my name is Derek Lohman, and I was very, very blessed to be able to be a part of this trip. And when it was first announced, I was really eager to be a part of it. I hadn't been on a long-distance mission trip since I was in grade school, and so I was eager and ready to be part of it. It was really fun getting to know this team on a much deeper level, and I think we all learned a lot about each other. But one thing I learned a lot was that Kenny Purrington loves to tell corny dad jokes, and so I thought I would lighten the mood this morning and tell one. What do you call a three-legged hippo? A hoppo. So when we arrived, first thing, Ricky Evans volunteered me to lead up the cut crew because I'm good with numbers. And that was a challenge, but an honor. They brought just enough boards, and so we had to be very, very careful with every cut. And so we had a really good team, and Jackie gave us some compliments, and we were able to get the house built without having to scab together too many boards. So we count that as a win. The biggest takeaway I had from the trip was a glimpse of how the capital C church should look. And so Diana said something about united, and that's one of the things that I saw there. Those who were called obeyed. Those who had contributed. Those who know Jesus shared his love with those who don't know him. God intermingled different cultures, different backgrounds, different languages, different colors, different ages, different abilities, different education levels into a body that pulled together something beautiful in just a few days. This ragtag group of believers were able to bless a small family with no home and little money. Who else but God could orchestrate something like that, where a group of strangers from across the globe show up and turn a patch of dry dirt into a house in 4 days? No one but the hand that set all of this in motion. It was beautiful seeing this mashup of people blend. I can't even read now. Beautiful seeing this mashup of people blend so perfectly. We could barely communicate, yet we knew what we were saying to one another. I had a great time working shoulder to shoulder with the two young twin boys. Wilmer and I would set a piece of siding into place and say a key, which means here, and those boys would race to pound the nails into place. At lunch, they didn't have any food with them, and so this group would divide what we had with them. And so breaking bread with people God loves while accomplishing a goal that God set up was a beautiful picture of what the body of Christ should look like. So even though these four walls is what we may call church, the real work is what happens outside of them. So I invite you all to come on a mission trip with us because it was really, really worthwhile.
I'm Zeke Miller, and this mission trip was a real eye-opener to me. Going in, I just expected we'd be building a house for a family that was living in poverty. But boy, was I wrong. We didn't just do that. It was more of the relationships and the community that that village had. My favorite thing was interacting with the kids on Wednesday. The thing that touched me the most was seeing them so happy to sing happy birthday. During lunch, all the kids gathered in the house that we were taking a break at, and they all started clapping and singing. And although I didn't know what they were saying, I knew exactly what they were saying. Seeing people that had known us for 4 days, so happy to celebrate somebody's birthday, was so beautiful, and I'm so thankful that I got to experience this with the rest of the team, and I want to thank everyone that gave a contribution in some way. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
So Dana told me to take notes and prepare something, but I'm not good at that, so I'll just... I want to say is we went down and built a house, obviously, but we took a week out of our lives. A week is a small time when you compare it to a whole lifetime. It's small compared to your whole life, but we changed our life forever. And their life will never be the same because we went and we took that week out of our lives. And I just want to say it's not just a house. When we were down there spending time with the kids, we built relationships. We built a place where they can share the gospel. We built a connection in the community. And God gave that to them. And they searched it out and God gave it to them. How can they not want to turn to God after that? And I just want to say, I myself was very blessed by that community. I believe if America would go look, everyone in America would see that community. They would act different. Because they see how much better it is when they're there for each other. Walking through the Houston, Texas airport, I saw everyone in their own corner on their phones, just by themselves, excluding the world. And I thought, how bad is that? We're not there for each other. When I see this community, everybody's there for each other because they have to be. And I think we would be a lot better if everyone was there for each other. That's all I have.
So unlike Terrence, when I was told to write something, I just wrote down some words to think of. The words that came to mind were connections, relationships, love, opportunity, bonding, and understanding. This past week, I've come to realize that there is more to a mission trip than completing the physical work. As much as the work is important, there are much greater things to come out of these trips. Over the last week, God has done some pretty outstanding things through this team. Relationships were kindled, connections were made, and love was shared and shown. God gave all 17 of us not only the opportunity to leave the country, but to share his love and mercy with those that do not get to see it on a regular basis. You and I attend this church that does a great job of showing the love and compassion that God has to offer us. It was my pleasure to go and to show this family and community the love of and the grace of God. I look forward to seeing the video that will come once the family settles into their new home. This week I had not only got the chance to bond with this family from Guatemala, I also got to bond, love, and celebrate this amazing team. There's a different kind of bonding that goes on when you're with someone for a week instead of the normal 1 to 2 hours a week we see them normally in church.
One of the things I challenged the group with, Thursday night, I don't know, it's all one day, was what are you going to do about it? You know, we built a house, great. Family has a house, great. What are you going to do about it? And I'm going to say the same thing to you after hearing how these lives were changed and our lives were changed. What are we going to do about it as a church? You blessed us by allowing us to go, by supporting us in through prayer, and I won't go through all that again. You've been thanked. But you blessed us, and we end our services often here at Bethel with the song called The Blessing. It comes out of Numbers 6, and we learned it in Spanish. Now, when you go from one language to another language, you have to, you know, make it fit the song. And so you're going to see the English on the screens, but we're going to sing it to you in Spanish. You guys, this is like special music. We're going to sing it to you. So it won't sound, the words won't be the same in English. That's what I'm trying to say. So thank you. We want to bless you by singing the blessing to you in Spanish. Thank you, Bethel. Thank you for listening, and I hope it blessed you. You're dismissed. Have a great week.